as crews continue to cautiously work through debris searching for the three victims of the landslide, it's clear that the event could have been much worse. There are many homes below and on either side of the slide, and there were two other people directly in its path who escaped. KCIW's Robert Woolsey visited the slide zone today to meet with a survivor.
It's not raining at the moment in Sitka, at least not down here close to sea level. But the amount of water running through the Kramer Avenue slide suggests that the heavy clouds overhead are again saturating the slopes of Harbor Mountain. City engineer David Longton is working with some tree fallers and a track hoe to divert water away from the recovery area.
So, and it's going to start raining again, you know, and when it does start raining, we don't want more water to go in there. We want it to be in the ditch where it should be.
Longton has been here almost continuously since the hillside above Kramer broke loose Tuesday morning at 9:30. He had accompanied city building official William Stortz to the site to inspect the drainage in this brand new subdivision after the extraordinarily heavy rainfall earlier in the day. Longton and Stortz were standing in the drive complimenting the work of a third man, excavator Jerome Mahusky, when the slide started.
We heard a rumbling. Didn't immediately dawn on us what it was. We looked at each other with puzzled expressions, and then we looked at the hill and we saw these 200-foot trees falling like dominoes, boom, 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 one after another.
Although the slide was still far up the mountain, Longton says it was moving fast. The subdivision was tucked into a small ravine, and it was clear that the slide could turn and head their way. That's when they started running.
Of the three of us, William was the furthest uphill, but just still within 5 feet of us. So Jerome was next to me as we started sprinting down the hill. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw William, behind me, with a concerned look on his face, and we just started running. And I was aware of Jerome being next to me the whole time we were running, not aware of William. I think I would have been aware of him even though he was behind us. He's 61 or 62, but he's very fit, very nimble, you know. So then we ran down the access road, got into Kramer. Started running down Kramer, and I decided to run up on this embankment, this 30-foot high pile of gravel, to try to stay above it all. Jerome decided to stay out on the road, and you can see where the slide stopped, so Jerome was able to run past here before the slide got here. And from the time we started running till the time we got up there was probably 10 or 12 seconds, no more than that, and no sign of William.
The search is still underway for Stortz's body and those of two other victims, brother Elmer and Ulysses Diaz, who were working in a house in the path of the slide.
Yeah, I'll bring it up there and grab a sandwich on my way out.
Longton doesn't talk about whether or not he is lucky. He and many other city workers and volunteers are just too busy addressing the aftermath. But he brings an engineer's perspective to the event and how he survived it. Once the slide reached Kramer Avenue, it was a mass of mud and interlocking trees, and it was slowing down.
It was a solid, but it was acting like liquid. It was flowing. You know, imagine mayonnaise, maybe not quite that viscous, but kind of like mayonnaise. So I was running as fast as I could downhill. It wasn't nipping at our heels, but it wasn't lingering too far behind either.
The slide came to a halt about 100 feet above where it is now. Longton says that there was no sign of William Stortz. He and Mahusky went back up the slope to try and find Mahusky's truck, which had his two dogs inside. The slide pushed downhill twice more, about 50 feet each time. Then Longton called 911 and began the work that he has been doing more or less ever since. Having been in harm's way, this engineer is not too anxious about remaining there.
You know, there's a lot of potential energy up there before it released, but now it's been released, so I think things have kind of reached in equilibrium more or less, so I'm keeping my eye on it, don't be wrong, but I don't feel that nervous being here.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.